This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 64 of BookCareers.com Live. I hope you are all keeping well. By the time you listen to this, the new look Book Careers website may be live or about to be live, and in the next week or two we'll be offering our mini course 5 days to boost your publishing job search for free and relaunching our Book Careers Job Club initiative in an online form as a direct response to the current climate. If you're subscribed to our newsletter or following us on Twitter at Book Careers, you'll be amongst the first to know when this is up and running. But today I want to talk to you about something that I tweeted earlier in the week, and something which, if you've only been in lockdown for a week, you might not realise just now. And that is the importance of protecting your mental and physical health whilst we're in this current lockdown situation. In case you didn't know, for a number of years I was tied to my home and not well enough to go out and about for any extended period of time. Overall, I had 8 years where my outside activities were severely restricted and I had to get used to living like a hermit. In fact, when I launched the original Book Careers Job Club in 2009, I wasn't just helping myself, but I was helping myself too to try and get myself back to some sort of work whilst living with a rare migraine condition. As I've still got underlying health issues, I've been in total lockdown for 14 days, but I cut down on all outside activities involving seeing other people for the past 30 days. So here are 7 essential tips to not just surviving, but enjoying the next few weeks or however long we're on lockdown. Number 1, keep a routine, especially in the morning. How you start your day is going to influence everything that follows during the day. Even if you're working from home and the boss is flexible as to when you start your day, aim to keep the same morning routine as you did when you were going to the office. Obviously, if it was a 5 a.m. start, there is nothing wrong with shifting it to 7:30 a.m. temporarily, but you have to remember that your body and mind needs the routine of getting up as if you're going to work, that is washed, dressed and breakfast. There are many reasons for doing this, but the most important one is that when we return to normal, and we will, your body will not have to readjust too much. It's the same if you are currently unemployed. The most important thing is to get up in the morning as if you had a job and go through your pre-leaving for work routine. The other benefits of doing this, even if you think that you have nothing to get up for, are that lying in bed all day exacerbates things such as depression and anxiety. It can also affect your balance, and as someone who has had balance issues in the past, this is not fun. So get up, get out of bed, get washed, dressed and have breakfast at your normal or nearly normal morning time. And if putting on things like lipstick is part of your usual day, then do it. Do normal things and make yourself feel as normal as possible. Number 2, move. It's great that going out and exercising is currently permitted, but remember you don't have to go outside to get exercise, although the vitamin D will do you loads of good. Even if you're in a tiny room, if you can stand upright and jog on the spot, or stand and march through your favourite TV programme, you're getting exercise. And if you're working from home and your desk and chair is not necessarily the best ergonomically, then it's critical that you get up at least once every hour and walk around for 10 minutes. Sitting on the sofa with your legs crossed and your laptop balanced on your knees might feel comfy on day one, but in a few days you're sure to get a few twinges. And the same applies if you're sitting at the kitchen table. So get up and move. If you've got a Fitbit or using the step counter on your phone, don't stop using it just because you're at home. Whilst your steps might not be the same as if you're out and about, still aim for a reasonable step target. This is also because when we get back to normal, you want to be able to walk from the station to the office without feeling completely exhausted. And that brings me on to point three. Moving is not the same as exercising muscles. You need to find a way to do some weight-bearing exercises or an activity like yoga or Pilates. And I speak as a qualified aerobics teacher on this point. One of the first things to go when we are sedentary is muscle tone. So whilst you might be able to walk to work, the muscles that support your joints won't have the strength to carry you or other things like bags. So exercise those muscles. You don't need fancy equipment. There are loads of free exercise videos on YouTube. And if the video calls for things like hand weights, then improvise and use a couple of those tins of baked beans that you stockpiled. How often should you be doing points two and three on exercise? I would say the walking and moving every day, but if you can manage at least 30 minutes five times a week, you're doing a good job. The weight-bearing exercise should be a minimum of three times a week, and it should be for as long as it takes you to work through your major muscle groups. Now point four, which is the nannying part. Eat and drink sensibly. Of course, treat yourself, but don't get into bad habits, especially with alcohol. If you have alcohol indoors and you're on house party with friends, then of course it can be so tempting to pour yourself a home measure of gin and enjoy the evening. But be sensible with yourself, and it's the same with food. I saw a friend joke that their fridge was saying to them already, "Oh no, not you again." You might be in your comfy clothes at home now, but when we return to normal, you want your normal clothes to fit you. Point five. If you live alone, phone or Skype at least one person a day who is not family and chat. Make time for those long overdue catch-ups. I have a long list of people who I'm catching up with at the moment. I was meant to meet them all for coffee or drinks. Instead, we're having a coffee in our respective homes. I've got a friend who I was meant to have lunch with. Instead, I'm going to suggest that we both have lunch at the same time via Skype. And this is the best thing about modern communication. There is no excuse for you to feel isolated, even if you are self-isolating. Pick your weapon of choice, whether it's Zoom, Skype, phone, FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, house party or something else, and chat with friends about things that are nothing to do with work or what's going on in the world. On top of this is point six, which is to do one thing a day that makes you smile. Whether it's re-watching your favourite film, rereading your favourite book, or working your way through your reading pile, or even rereading your favourite childhood books, or watching TV, crafting, drawing, writing, do it. Now, you might have made a to-do list of chores and things you want to complete by the time this is over. I know I have one of those lists. But please, don't punish yourself to complete them. Whilst this might feel like some bonus time, and you know that Shakespeare wrote King Lear whilst in isolation during the plague, the reality is your mind and body are probably more stressed than you realise. So be kind to yourself at all times. And if you're locked down with others, then be kind to them too. And this brings me on to point seven, if you're locked down with others. However small the property, see if you can give each other some solitude and quiet time. Even if you're in a loving relationship, you're probably not used to seeing this much of each other, so do take a break and have some silence from time to time. Be appreciative of the situation. And in conclusion, remember that you've got this. You can do this. Whether it's 3 weeks or 3 months, there will be an end in sight. One day we'll all be laughing about this, about how we all survived the great pandemic of 2020. Stay safe, keep well, and stay indoors. And if there's a work situation that's troubling you, then please drop me an email at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.